Live from Houston, Texas, this is Big Ideas Small Business with your host, Laura Camrath and Brian Gendron. And now, the music of Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things.
All right, welcome to Big Ideas Small Business. Laura Camrath, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Brian?
I am doing good. It is very cold here in Houston, Texas today.
Yeah, I don't know. It went from like 90 degrees to 31. I'm not sure how that happened in the space of like 4 days.
It is, but everybody's dressed warm and in our tuxedo.
Our guest,
he thinks he invented that, so we're going to check. But today we are joined by our guest, Aaron Canapi. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here. One of the things we like to start out with, Aaron, is a fun fact about you. Laura, you know anything fun about Aaron?
I imagine there's a lot of things fun about Aaron, but he mentioned something about running, but not just running in a pretty crazy place. Tell us a little about your recent experience, Aaron.
Yeah, so last year I had some friends who came up with a crazy idea, and we weren't sure we were going to do it, but as of 3 weeks ago, or about 3 weeks ago, we actually went to the Grand Canyon and did what's called rim to rim to rim. So we ran from one side of the Grand Canyon down it, up the other side, and then back, all on the same day.
Wow. That's crazy. You know, I thought I did some crazy things, but I think that takes the cake for crazy things.
It was fun. I'm learning to walk again.
How many hours did you say that took?
About 15 and a half.
About 15. How much elevation was that?
That was 5,000 up and down each way, so about 20,000 feet, all said and done.
That's insane. That's like ridiculous.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun, though. I have to say, I'd do it again.
That's pretty impressive.
So let's do this. Before we get into your big idea, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. So I am from Houston, from the Alvin area, born and raised. I have been in the area for most of my life, went to Texas A&M for my undergraduate degree, worked a bit in oil and gas. I have taken over as president of another manufacturing company that's got offices in a couple of different countries. We do business globally. And then got involved in entrepreneurship when I was getting my MBA at Rice University, and have really caught the bug since then. So now
Rice
I find
University.
Myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that school.
It's a good school.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Absolutely.
Yeah. I went there too.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
Awesome.
Did you guys pass cross, or did your timelines cross from the MBA program?
I was 2008.
Yeah, I was 2011, so he would have been graduated already by the time I got there.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing something right because they produce two fine entrepreneurs here, so several in this building here
at
the Cannon.
Yeah, absolutely. Rice has got an amazing entrepreneurial network and program, and I mean, Laura and I are probably just two of many, so.
Yeah. Oh,
they've got the Rice Angel Network officing in here now, too, I saw. Mm-hmm. At the Cannon. We're at the Cannon.
Absolutely.
So
let's get into it. What's your big idea?
So it was more my business partner idea. His name's Marshall Law. You met him earlier.
His real name.
His full name, and you can check this, is Jesse James Marshall Law.
Wow.
And he doesn't own a pair of cowboy boots. We're working on that. So
he doesn't have his tuxedo.
He does not have a tuxedo. No. So he was at Game 3 of the World Series last year, Astros versus the Dodgers. Had his two boys with him. His wife had got them tickets. One of their dreams was to go to that. They got there. They were hungry. The boys were hungry, so you had to go up and get them food, get in line to get some food. So he waited till the rotation came around, or he wasn't going to miss anything exciting. Went up, waited in line for 45 minutes while they were waiting in line, watching on the monitor, Yuri Gurriel steps up and just smashes a home run, and Marshall sees it just bounce two or three rows away from where they would have been sitting.
Oh.
So he texted me that night from the parking lot and said, Aaron, I've got it. I've got the idea that we're going to work on. We have to get on this. to be candid with the audience, my first response was, Marshall, that's just that's being done. It's just there's too much common sense around that. We started to do our research, and it was not being done, or it wasn't being done well. And so we jumped on it, and it's just been an amazing ride ever since.
Good. Awesome.
So in your research, what's out there?
So I don't think I said what we did.
Yeah.
So we do Seats is in-seat ordering and delivery for food, beverages, and merchandise at stadiums for games or for concerts. So what we found that's out there, there are a few stadiums that do it in their VIP level areas. It's more of a waiter type service. Mm-hmm. And then there's a few small startups that are working in the space that are more focused on revamping an entire point of sale systems. So very costly, very time consuming, very expensive. And then there's a few that are only focused on getting food into the seats, which is not a very economically viable model on the big picture. So the Seats platform, we've taken that entire concept and we've approached it from a holistic standpoint. So not only do we want to make the fan experience the best it can be by making sure they don't have to get up and get out of their seats to go wait in line for 45 minutes, but we also work with the venues, the teams, and the stadiums to make sure that they've got those customer profiles, who's sitting in the seats and what do they really want. And then the logistics side of it, you know, we don't want to overload those concessionaires and not have them be able to give the fan the best experience by running out of food or creating other long wait times. So we've really built this platform that takes all of that into account.
It's kind of a layered problem. If you look at it, getting out of your seat, missing the game three home run ball. I mean, that one stings. You pay a lot of money to be there. Mm-hmm. But then you get out of your seat, you go to your concession stand, and they're out of dogs. Or they're out of your favorite beer.
Yeah.
And so if you can use data to be more predictive about supply and demand in that exact section, in that seat, you can
absolutely
be a little bit more consumer friendly.
Absolutely. And to go beyond that, you know, it's interesting to know that Brian wants, you know, a Miller Lite and a hot dog when he goes to the Texans, but what does he want when he goes to the Astros? What does he want when he goes to a Dynamo game or if he goes up and watches a few Cowboys games? So we'll be able to help build out those really more in-depth profiles.
So will each customer have a customer profile where you can actually track what that customer, like if Brian went to the game, would you be able to say, oh, last time Brian went to a game, he
So every bought. Customer gets their own account. And sure, every time you go to a different stadium, you use our platform and it stores your preferences, everything there in the system.
That's pretty awesome.
So, yeah.
And then as far as the teams, the venues, what type of data are they getting from y'all? Is it on both sides of the equation?
Yeah, so they're interested in, of course, you know, who's coming to the games, what their preferences are, so they can better serve them with the right products, the right quantities. We're also working on some proactive marketing models and some predictive analytics to help them better manage those ordering trends you get during a game. So take halftime at a football game, right? All the ordering, it looks like a big bell curve. It's all done right at halftime. So if we can implement some other aspects of that, using that data to say, okay, we can offer some discounts right before halftime, get some pre-orders, take some of that pressure off those lines, or it's the end of the game and you've got 1,000 hot dogs left over. Guess what? It just became quarter dog night with 10 minutes left in the game, so we don't have as much waste at the end of the night. We don't have to throw as much out. So there's a lot of those aspects that we're really excited about implementing. Another good one, Jose Altuve hits a home run, you get a pop-up that says, Jose Altuve jerseys 25% off for the next 10 minutes, brought to you by Ford. So now we've got, you know, not only more jerseys being sold, but we've got sponsorship platform as well. We're able to start building into the system itself.
So what about the actual logistical side of, like, say you did 10-minute Altuve jerseys at 25% off and you sell, like, several thousand of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so for us, it's about getting into those predictive models to understand and ensure that we have the right number of people out there helping move the product and that we have the right number of products. So to be fair, we're still in, I would call it startup phase. Mm-hmm. And so we're expanding this model slowly. So we might not go to a Minute Maid and take over the whole stadium and just unleash that immediately. Mm. We would be prepared for those types of promotions. Mm. We've talked to some of the other large companies in the state and in the country who do similar things, kind of like your Favors or your DoorDashes. Mm-hmm. And we've actually worked closely with some of their operational people who've given us that exact scenario, mm-hmm. where they've unleashed a promotion and the drivers, the runners, were not ready for it.
Yeah.
And so it overloaded the system. And so, yeah, we're very cognizant of those types of issues as we grow and build out the platform. Mm.
It's interesting there's that they're willing to work with you on that type of stuff. There's a community of this sharing economy or of things like Favor.
Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. How did you collaborate with them? How did you get with them? Is that a conference or?
No, we've been introduced to them through a few people, through personal connections, through people here at the Cannon. We're also part of the Capital Factory Accelerator Program out of Austin. And so we've been introduced to them that way. It's interesting because they're really not in the same space. You know, when we look at Favors or your Uber Eats, you know, the first kind of reaction is, well, that's a potential competitor. But the reality is there's such a host of logistical issues and relationship issues. And you can't do a true gig economy inside a stadium because of TABC regulations, et cetera. And so we're pretty well walled off from that aspect, with the exception of, we might be of interest to them down the road in a few years.
Oh, I see. So what about, you mentioned earlier the Eagles. So what you're from here. You go up to the Woodlands, Cynthia Woods Pavilion. I don't want to leave during a guitar solo.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking at other entertainment as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, sports is the easiest and kind of the biggest market to approach. But we're really about approaching those venues, giving the venue itself. So take NRG as an example. They play 8 Texans games there a year, but then there's 21 days of rodeo. There's 10.
You're not a very optimistic Texans fan. They're not going to the playoffs.
Oh, there's more than that. Yeah, 10, 12 games. Who knows? But no, very optimistic. They're doing great right now.
Yeah, so 6-game win streak.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're about the venue. We're about what all other events do you do there, and let's support all of those events.
Rodeo? Dare I say rodeo? That's a tough bunch to get in with.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, we know the rodeo well. I've been on committees now for a few years, so good relationship with them, and we'll see what happens there as well.
Yeah. That's awesome. Seems like relationships have got you guys pretty far. It's a good strategy.
Yeah, it is, and we're in such an intimate market that you're in. You know, it's so people oriented and service oriented. And when you're focused on the experience, those people across the table want to know that you're committed to it, that you have their best interest in mind as well. You know, for us, it's not just about going out and making a lot of money. We figure you go out, you make the best product you can, give the fans the best experience, give the concessionaires and the venues a good experience, and it's going to make money regardless. Mm-hmm. So focus on that first, and then the money will come. Mm-hmm. And that's really helped us grow those relationships. We don't sit down and we don't try to sell somebody on a product. We sell them on a solution and on a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
So it's really revolutionary if you think about it. I don't know how much you step back and think about how long baseball's been in existence since, you know, the 1800s, and it's been done the same way for 150 years.
Yeah.
And enter somebody like Seats, and now we do things differently. We've seen this everywhere.
Well, and that's exactly right. You know, another reason that it hasn't been done successfully to date, it's just the timing just has not been right. So I was talking to Lauren earlier, you know, connectivity has never been as good as it is nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. People go to games, they go to concerts, and they expect to be able to take a selfie and post to Instagram or Facebook immediately, right? I mean, it's almost to a point where stadiums are spending that money to attract people because of the connectivity. It's part of that pool to get fans off the seats, get them out of their houses, and get them back into the stadiums. The other side of that, oh, go ahead.
No.
The other side of that is the on-demand economy is really just exploding. That's much bigger than the connectivity, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, 2 years ago, you know, people weren't sitting at their office or sitting at home, getting on their phones and ordering, you know, Chinese takeout to the extent they are now,
yeah.
But now they're able to order anything they want throughout the city. You're able to find someone from your phone to go do your grocery shopping, to go pick up, you know, your prescriptions at CVS, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so how is that the case? Yet when I go to watch a football game, I can't get a hot dog delivered to me from 75 feet away.
Yeah.
So we think the timing is right. The timing is really right for this concept. Someone is going to solve this problem. And we're hoping it's going to be us.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, nobody wants to, you know, get up and go stand in a line when important stuff's going on in your game or in your concert. And I mean, the only thing that I'm wondering is who's going to solve the bathroom problem.
We're working on that. We're working on an app for that right now. Just haven't found the right developer.
But yeah, no, I think that's great. I mean, definitely. I mean, for example, I just went to an Eagles concert with my parents in Houston here at the baseball stadium, of mm-hmm. all places. I didn't mm-hmm. even know they did concerts at the baseball stadium. But I've never seen so many people at a stadium before. It was packed. Mm-hmm. And it was a zoo. You know, we tried to get up and go get food, but there were people everywhere. And honestly, if they would have had that service there, mm-hmm. I think everybody would have been using it. So
yeah, I mean, it's an easy equation, right? And people pay a lot of money to go to sporting events, a lot of money to go to concerts. And you can almost break it down by the minute, how much you're wasting by standing in line. Mm. And I can tell you what, I go to a lot of Astros games. Sorry, Astros, but my kids have not eaten Blue Bell at Minute Maid Park because it's so popular and the lines are so long.
Yeah,
I would easily spend $50 a game on Blue Bell ice cream if I could just have someone bring it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know that Blue Bell station. So did you say that seats catheters are coming soon?
Absolutely. We're working on that. We're Coke, someone running around with Coke bottles. We don't know yet.
I like your outlook and your optimism, and you're in a good spot. I couldn't agree more. So let's talk about where you are presently, where you're heading. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little feel for where Seeds is going.
Sure. So interestingly enough, it's early days for us. We've been out in events now for about 2 months. We've done a little over 15 games and getting a lot of traction. We're getting we're actually validating our model, validating a lot of the principles, you know, that we had ourselves thought we would see, and also those from some of the big research companies that said, hey, people who use apps to buy things buy 50% more. Well, we have data that proves that and then some.
Oh, wow.
So we're proving that our logistical models work. So our delivery times are on average about 5 minutes and 15 seconds from the time of order.
Damn.
So you don't miss, not only do you not miss the game, I mean, we have more people surprised on how quick we are than anything. So we're currently doing events at for Rice Athletics, and we're doing events for the Sugar Land Skeeters, and who they just wrapped up their season. And we're talking to some other collegiate teams in the areas, and we're having very preliminary discussions with some of the professional teams about getting into their stadiums for trials in the very near future. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. I got to see it in action. Admittedly, I had to tell Marshall I didn't get to use the service, but it wasn't because I didn't want to. I knew we had this interview coming up, and they're good. They're literally right in front of my face. Big, bright. Was it green? I can't remember.
Orange shirts.
And the Seats logo. I want to order something, but my kid just couldn't hang. I had to yank him out of there. Couldn't see. He's only three. But you could tell that it was a working concept. It was because for something that's new like that, you need that. I like that you guys used the bright shirts and they were very vocal about what they were doing there. So I think it's going to take off, and it's good you're able to pull some good data from some of these from your two months of pilot.
Yeah. That's been terrific. Fantastic.
So, and then you've got some you're working with some of the local colleges, working with some of the professional teams. I think you got a bright future, Addy.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. We're working hard to make it happen. So
that's good. Awesome.
Well, let's do this. Let's understand along the way, have there been any books or things since you've taken the plunge in entrepreneurship that's helped you along the way?
Oh my gosh, there's been quite a few. I really enjoyed the book called The Startup Equation, which just kind of outlines, you know, the business model canvas, which has been fantastic to simplify that. You know, no one writes the 50-page business plans anymore. So that's really helped us outline our model for partners, for investors, et cetera. And then just a fun one is Tim Ferriss's Tools of Titans, which you can almost just flip to any page and find some nugget of wisdom that's fascinating you can take away with you.
So are you a fan of the podcast then? Because it's really a collection of his guests.
I am. Right? Yeah. It's a good podcast. Yeah. So
cool. I'm a big fan of Tim Ferriss as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in a 4-hour workout. Is that what it is?
Four-hour work week out and workout.
He has both. He has 4-hour work week and 4-hour workout.
So I practice both, but I'm in the process of I went back to work out, and I'm doing it now to lose a little weight.
It works.
I like the 4-hour work week because if you can master that, then you can do 10 different things and you're just back to 40 hours a week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny though? When we talk about these apps and how much time we get back, we're not working any less. We're working more.
Not that I've noticed. Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that weird? I mean, it's, you know, we have groceries that show up to our house. My car gets detailed in the parking lot. Gas can be filled up in the parking lot now. Yeah. I mean, everything's coming to me, but I'm not using that time to...
I feel like the more time we save, the more time we decide to like fill up our time with something else.
Yeah, we're either more productive or our quality of life is getting better.
We add things in. Yeah. Add things in. You know, it's like, oh, I don't have to go grocery shopping anymore. Okay, I'm going to pick up some new hobby or do something, you know, which is fun. But
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it frees up our time to do other things.
Watch the game.
Watch the game we came
watch
to watch.
Watch the game. Not have to get up.
Well, speaking of that, how about apps? Yeah. Seats. But what are some apps, other apps you recommend that's made your life better?
Technologies.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, lately I've been using Spark email on iOS. It's been really good. I mean, it's one of those apps that just sorts all of your emails. It gets rid of, it'll combine accounts for you. It gets rid of things that you've read. So it really does a great job of triaging my inbox.
Calendars too. Is it two calendars? I'm looking for that solution.
It does not. I use Google Calendars for my calendars. So
I've got my family, which is what my wife can see, and then I've got my work, and the only place it all lives together is on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. I want it to all live together.
We use Cozy, COZI, for our family calendar, and it pulls my wife's, and then I've got four calendars now that I manage professionally.
So Cozy.
Personally.
Cozy brings them all together?
They do.
Oh, there it is. I like it.
In addition to grocery lists and everything else that you need, task lists.
Changed my life. Glad we had you on. Well, where do our guests find you? Find Seats.
So our website is seatsapp.com. That's SEATZ.com. Our social media is @MySeatsApp. And that's on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Very good.
@MySeatsApp.
Excellent.
Cool. So, where can people get the app from? Can they get the app already?
Yes. Or? So the app is out. It's live on both iOS and Android.
Okay.
In both stores, SEATZ, and it's the only one that pops up.
Awesome. Perfect. That's exciting.
Thanks.
Well, Aaron, we wish you the best of luck, and seems you're onto something great. And certainly, I like the idea that we're going to make something great, and then the money will follow.
Yeah.
That's the right path.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So.
And I'm really looking forward to being able to enjoy my games and my concerts.
I look forward to helping everybody enjoy their games and concerts.
Get this to market, man. Get this to market. No, you're doing a great job.
Thanks so much for having
me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming, and thank you all for joining. Now get out there and close some business.
Awesome. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Texas rains, the strongest drink I've found. Thank you for listening to Big Ideas Small Business. Follow us at BISB Media and visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.